Because of its odorless, tasteless, and colorless ways, radon can be a silent killer. Hi, I'm Tara Solomon-Smith, Family Consumer Science Agent with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. The radioactive gas that occurs naturally in some soils is the number one cause of lung cancer in non-smokers. It claims the lives of about 21,000 Americans every year. To help raise awareness and encourage people to have their homes tested, January is deemed National Radon Action Month. More than 112,000 radon measurements have been reported in Kansas. The statewide average indoor radon level is 4.9 picocuries of radon per liter, which is above the threshold of 4.0. The Kansas Radon Program encourages all homeowners to test for radon. Test kits can be obtained from your Wildcat Extension office. For homeowners who test and find elevated radon levels, the most common technique to reduce it is called active soil depressurization. An ASD mitigation system is a permanently installed pipe and fan system that places a direct, constant vacuum on the soil beneath the home's foundation, so the amount of radon that can penetrate into the living space is reduced. More information about radon, testing, and mitigation is available at KansasRadonProgram.org or by calling the Kansas Radon Hotline at 1-800-693-5343.